سلام به upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Once سيدنا الشيخ محمد بن سليمان جزولي رحمة الله عليه went to a well to perform wudu. But he did not have anything to draw out the water. The Shaykh was worried, thinking, what shall I do? In the meantime, a little girl from the top of a house saw him and said, Shaykh, you are the person whose good deeds are quite famous. Despite this, you are worried about drawing the water out of the well? Then that little girl spat into the well. In a short while, the water of the well began to increase until it began to spill and flow on the ground. The Shaykh performed wudu and said to that little girl, Swear by the Lord Almighty and tell how you got this status. That little girl said, I recite salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance. Hearing this, Sayyidina Shaykh Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi alayhi swore an oath that he would certainly write a book on salat and salam to present it in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see what a great status that girl was granted because of reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance? That by the blessing of her saliva, the well water increased. Here, be careful that the girl had a marvel, therefore she put her saliva into the well. Anyway, we should not spit into any pool of water, pond, well, etc. like that girl. We should also make our habit to recite as many salawat upon our Madani master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as possible. Whether we are standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, we should try to continue reciting salat because its reward has no limits. Remember that there are many words of salat. You may recite any salat. For example, you may say, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. My dear viewers, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu constantly received the letters and the invitation from the Kufans, which read, please come here, we will pledge allegiance to you. Hence, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu prepared to depart for Kufa from Makkatul Mukarrama. Since it was the month of Zulhijjah, people were reaching Makkah. Hajj preparations were ongoing, but Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu set out for Kufa. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just imagine that everyone is coming towards Makkatul Mukarrama with the intention of Hajj, but for the sake of Islam, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is departing for Kufa in order to safeguard people from misguidance and mischief. How difficult is it to leave our own city and move to another city? But what a great passion to serve the religion and to reform people that the Imam, the great Imam, had, that during the days of Hajj, he was departing for Kufa from Makkatul Mukarrama. Though some companions alayhi muridwan forbade Imam Hussein to go to Kufa. But Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said, they have written me the letters. Now I have received the letter of Imam Muslim bin Aqil as well. Therefore I am leaving for Kufa. What is destined in the court of Allah Almighty will certainly happen. Thus Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu departed for Kufa. During this journey, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Ali Akbar radiallahu anhu, and Sayyiduna Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu, who are the three sons of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, accompanied him. And similarly, Imam Hussein's daughter was also with him. In addition to this, four young sons of Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Qasim, Sayyiduna Abdullah, Sayyiduna Umar, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum were with Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu as well. Five sons of Sayyiduna Mawla Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna Abbas ibn Ali, Sayyiduna Usman ibn Ali, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Ali, Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn Ali, Sayyiduna Jafar ibn Ali radiallahu anhum accompanied Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. In addition to this, many reciters of the Holy Quran and Holy Companions also departed for Kufa with the great Imam. The incidents of some of the people who accompanied Imam Hussein in this battle are quite famous. Their sacrifices were exemplary. They went on this journey with the grandson of their master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and many personalities were martyred by the enemies in Karbala. But the one who is especially mentioned is Wahab ibn Abdullah Kalbi radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Wahab ibn Abdullah Kalbi radiallahu anhu was a pious and handsome youth of the tribe of Banu Kalb. Those were the days of his youth. Only 17 days had passed since his marriage when one day his mother radiallahu ta'ala anha came, who was a widow and whose only asset and the descendant of her family was that youth. The mother showed her love for Ahlul Bayt and expressed her wish to send her young son with Imam Hussein. And Sayyidina Wahab ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu gave a beautiful reply. Sayyidina Wahab radiallahu anhu said, O kind mother, it will be fortunate of me to lay my life for the prince Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and I am wholeheartedly ready. And then this youth, who had gotten married only 17 days ago, departed with Imam Hussein with the passion of faith after his mother expressed her wish. And when he went in the battlefield to fight the enemies, he was reciting these couplets. Meaning Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is the leader, and he is quite a brilliant leader. His shine and brightness is like a luminous lamp. And Sayyidina Wahab ibn Abdullah Kalbi radiallahu anhu confronted the enemy bravely in the battlefield and was eventually martyred. My dear viewers, just imagine what great passion Sayyidina Wahab radiallahu anhu's mother had, that for the sake of Islam, she sent her son who had recently gotten married to Kufa with Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, where the mother had the beautiful passion of faith. At the same time, the son's passion was also praiseworthy. Today, in our society, people even shrink away from sending their child to attain knowledge. If the son wants to travel for the religion, the parents do not allow him, saying, how will our son live away from us? But we should learn a lesson from the sacrifices of these women of Islam, that they did not only accept to be parted from their children for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather they would consider their son being sacrificed for the religion and honor for themselves. May Allah Almighty also grant us such a passion. May He also enable us to spare our time for the religion, learn it, and act upon its rulings. During this journey, the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also accompanied Imam Hussein. Some of the companions that accompanied Imam Hussein are Sayyidina Muslim radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Zahir radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Shabib ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Muslim ibn Kasir radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Anas ibn Haris radiallahu anhu. These are those personalities who had the honor of the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the grandson of their master sallallahu alaihi wasallam set out for the journey, these saintly personalities also departed with him. All of them were above the age of 60, but in order to support the religion of Islam and the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they set out for Kufa. Sayyidina Jun Habshi radiallahu anhu, he used to remain at the service of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu in Madinatul Munawwara. When Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu came to Makkatul Mukarrama, he also came to Makkah with him. Then when Imam Hussein went to Karbala, he was present there as well. He was from an Abyssinian lineage. He was dark-skinned. When the fight began in Karbala, Imam Hussein said to him, "You should go from here as you are." So he said, "Your Highness, I will never go. I lived with you at the time of convenience, and now when you are in a difficult time, should I abandon you?" Then he said, "Please allow me to fight the enemies." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just imagine that Sayyidina Jun Habshi radiallahu anhu used to live with Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. When there was a difficult time, he did not abandon him. In fact, he sacrificed his life. He remained loyal to the grandson of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a tremendous reward for this Allah Almighty granted to him, that when he was martyred and Imam Hussein was informed about his martyrdom, he radiallahu anhu came close to him and made this supplication: "O Allah Almighty, turn his face white and his body fragrant and resurrect him amongst your pious bondsmen." By the blessing of the supplication of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, when his body was lifted, his body was giving off a pleasant fragrance. From this we learn that Allah Almighty never rejects the supplications of His beloved servants. Rather, what supplication is made by their tongues, Allah Almighty grants it the honor of acceptance. There are many such accounts of pious predecessors that when they prayed for someone, Allah Almighty answered their prayer. And the best way to get rid of a suffering is supplication. Whenever there is a hardship, or if you are worried, present yourself in the court of Allah Almighty. Supplicate to Allah Almighty saying, "O owner, I am your bondsman. Solve my problem." InshaAllah, Allah Almighty is the most generous. He will not return us empty-handed. He will certainly make some way. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's father's name was Haris ibn Asakir. Said Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu was a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the honor of seeing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times, and the hadith is narrated from him that once Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was sitting in the lap of his grandfather sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This son of mine will be martyred in the land of Karbala. The one who finds him in this state should help him." Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu was an elderly companion. He was quite aged and feeble, and had participated in the battles of Hunain and Badr at the time of his youth. Now he arrived in the court of the grandson of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the land of Karbala, and was seeking permission to fight the enemies. He radiallahu anhu was rather weak than after getting the permission, despite his weakness and old age, he fought the enemies and was martyred. Just look at his fondness for martyrdom. Despite his weakness and old age, he set out in the way of Allah Almighty and covered such a long journey and was finally martyred. If we look at the accounts of all of the martyrs, we clearly see the point that it was such a small army and some people were rather weak and in their old age. But despite this, just look at their passion, that no one lost heart. In fact, they fought their enemies with the passion of Islam and were martyred, but they remained connected with the truth. Some of them were also those whom, when the enemies were ready to fight, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said, "You should go back." But none of them budged even an inch. In fact, they were martyred, but they did not abandon Imam Hussein. Today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we intend to perform a good deed, or if we do perform a good deed, and if we encounter a little problem, we lose heart. We give up that task. When we have to travel for the religion because of a little suffering, we give up that pious journey. From the passion of these martyrs, we get the lesson that when we set out in the way of Allah Almighty or perform a good deed, instead of withdrawing from it because of hardships, we should keep in mind the reward which is to be granted in the court of Allah Almighty. InshaAllah, every hardship will begin to seem easy. When we encounter a difficult time, instead of complaining and displaying ungratefulness, we should also remain content with the will of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will grant us its best return. They sacrificed their lives for the sake of the religion of Allah Almighty. But today, let alone sacrificing a life in the way of Allah Almighty, we even shrink away from spending our wealth. If not our lives, then we should spend our wealth in the way of Allah Almighty, because Allah Almighty will grant us an even better reward than this. As Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, "And whatever you spend in the path of Allah, He will give more in return, and He is the best provider." May Allah Almighty grant us the passion to spend wealth in His path and to travel for religious activities. Look, these people traveled from Makkatul Mukarramah to Kufa. They had only one purpose, that they had to protect the religion. Since the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been the practice of the pious predecessors that they would travel to different countries to preach Islam. Now just think about the point that the holy companions who were present with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hajjatul Wada were nearly 100,000, but in Madinatul Munawwara there are the shrines of only a few holy companions from amongst them. Because the holy companions radiallahu anhum would travel to different countries in order to spread the religion, and finally they would pass away there as well. We should also travel in the way of the Lord Almighty in Madani Qafilas of Dawati Islami to preach Islam. There are a lot of blessings traveling in the Madani Qafilas. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, says, "For Dawati Islami, Madani Qafilas have the importance of the spinal cord. We will present the invitation towards righteousness in the society through Madani Qafilas." Remember that presenting the invitation towards righteousness is the great task and designation which Allah Almighty granted to His prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And when Allah Almighty sent His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and closed the door of prophethood forever, He blessed his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's ummah with this designation. And because of this great virtue, he declared them the best nation. Hence, every Muslim should always enjoin good and forbid evil as much as possible. It is mentioned in a hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, who is the best amongst people? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who fears his Lord Almighty more, maintains the ties of kinship with the relatives, enjoins good and forbids evil the most, is the best. May Allah Almighty grant us the passion to perform good deeds by virtue of these martyrs and their passions, and may He enable us to perform the actions of His obedience. May He enable us to present the invitation towards righteousness abundantly. In today's program, we heard about some of the honorable martyrs. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in the next program, we will listen to the blessed accounts of the people of Banu Hashim, who presented sacrifices for Islam in the plains of Karbala. And we will hear about what their sacrifices for the religion of Islam were, and what their passion of faith was like. May Allah Almighty grant us steadfastness in faith. May He enable us to follow the rulings of the religion with passion and fondness by virtue of these pious people. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Salam be upon